You're listening to SBS News.
It's the single biggest contributor to climate change. And now more than 40 countries have vowed to phase out coal power by mid-century or speed up existing plans to do so, leading to this bold declaration from COP26 President Alok Sharma.
Thanks to a package of support from the UK and our international partners, a 190-strong coalition has today agreed to phase out coal power and end support for new coal power plants. I think we can say with confidence that coal is no longer king.
The signatories to the Global Coal to Clean Power Transition Statement include countries like Vietnam, Poland, Indonesia, and Chile, as well as several subnational jurisdictions and dozens of organisations. Under the agreement, coal power would stop being used by major economies by the 2030s and by the 2040s elsewhere. Professor Will Steffen is a researcher at the Australian National University and a member of the Climate Council.
Well, this is definitely a step in the right direction. It's certainly not nearly enough to keep us on track for the Paris climate targets. We need the big coal producers and the big coal users to sign up to agreements like this.
Australia is among the major emitters not to sign the pledge, along with the United States, China and India. Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor has defended the government's decision.
Well, we have a whole of economy target. We don't set sector-specific or gas-specific targets. But our focus is on bringing down the cost of low-emissions technologies, not wiping out industries.
That's despite some of Australia's coal customers, including its second largest, South Korea, signing the pledge.
That is their choice, and they will do as they see fit, and that's absolutely appropriate. But we will supply the products our customers need to bring down their emissions over time.
The ACT has also joined the pact, becoming one of a few subnational jurisdictions to sign up. Professor Steffen says it shows how much disconnect there is between the federal government and states and territories.
It shows that we here in Canberra are serious about getting on top of the climate change problem. We're already 100% renewable. We've dropped our emissions on 1990 levels by about 40%. And if you translated that to 2005, it would be over 50%. And we did that in 9 years. So you can do it.
The International Energy Agency estimates the pledges made at COP26 so far would limit global warming to 1.8 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures. But that relies on all countries following through on their promises. Professor Steffen again.
In the past, we've seen that countries have not lived up to their commitments. A good example of that is the fund to help developing countries, which was pledged at Paris, and it's nowhere near what it should be or what was pledged. So I think it's safe to say that we're still sitting at somewhere over 2 degrees in the likely outcome of the Glasgow meeting. So that means we've got to do a lot more to get anywhere close to 1.5.
Australia has another week at COP in which to improve its climate credentials. But Professor Steffen says the real test will come at the ballot box.
I think this has got to be an important issue at the election, which now looks almost certain it's going to be next year sometime. So that's a chance for the Australian electorate to turn things around, if we so wish.
Amy Hall, SBS News.